Wake Up with Molly and Craig. Power FM.
So, Craig, you and I, we spend a lot of time together in the car and we often like to share music with each other.
Yeah.
And I said to you, you need to hear this song. I described it as a song I cannot wait to play to my daughter if I'm ever lucky enough to have one. And this morning we are joined by the woman behind it all. The song is I Am Woman. Her name is Emmy Melly. Hello.
Hi. That little anecdote just made me smile so big.
Oh, it's so true. And I've got like a 3.5-year-old daughter. And once Molly said that, I was like, oh, yeah, I need to actually play it to her as well. And congrats on going gold in Australia.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's been an incredible journey. And I'm honestly so, so, so happy. I cannot wait until I actually get to go and perform in Australia. Mm-hmm. That would be really cool. So I hope, COVID allowing, I get to do that sometime this year.
Now, I'm sure you've heard this before, but the song is very, very empowering and it came to me at a time when I needed it the most, as it has for many women. Did you ever think that that was going to be the case? Did the song feel special when you were writing it?
You know what? It did feel special because I genuinely think the simplicity in the statements holds so much power and it kind of goes to speak for everything that envelops being a woman. And everything that envelops being feminine and masculine, and everything that envelops being creative. And because they're such bold but like simple statements, I think everybody can apply it to their own life in their own way, which makes it such like a touching and like connecting song, you know? And when I was writing it, I really didn't imagine that it would reach like millions and millions of people. Like when I posted that little video, I thought, oh, you know, like some girl will be scrolling on her feed and like hear this song and like feel a little bit better about herself, but I really never imagined that it would reach such a global, like massive level. It's seriously an honor.
I don't think you need to be a woman to understand how special this song is either. The simplicity of the lyrics, as you've said, really just hone straight into the fact that whoever you are, whatever you're feeling, you can be anything that you want. And that is what I love about this song.
It's so good to see all the responses as well. Is there a particular response, maybe a DM or a comment that sticks out to you as like, whoa, that's literally changed someone's life?
Honestly, I had a kind of a friend of a friend who runs a trans women support group. And they DM'd me to tell me how impactful this song has been for the women in their group and how it's literally helping them change their life and how they listen to it on a daily basis. And it's like it's genuinely like changing their life and making them feel good about themselves and making them feel like women, like the women that they are. And When I tell you, I read that message, I kind of had like an oh shit moment where I sat there and I kind of stared at the wall and started crying, obviously, because that's such a powerful thing. And it, like I said a million times, it kind of really is an honor to be able to change people's lives like that. Yeah, I would say that one. I mean, the videos, of course, all of them have been absolutely fantastic. But hearing that my song is actually genuinely changing somebody's life and the way they look at themselves is a huge, huge thing.
It's very, very powerful stuff. Like, it really is. It makes you feel proud to be a woman, and there are times in almost every woman's life where you feel like, oh, why wasn't I born a man? This is so difficult. This song just makes you think, you know what? I am woman. I am fearless and I am sexy and divine, all of the things that you say there in the song. I love that you say this song came to you in a dream. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so I'm a person that pays attention to my dreams, and I just honestly think it's really interesting, and I'm interested in like the psychology behind dreams. So I try to keep a little dream journal.
Great.
And if something kind of sticks with me throughout the next day, I'll usually write it down and maybe do some like research on what it means. And I had a dream that, you know, long story short, had kind of symbolically told me that I'm pushing away parts of myself instead of embracing them. And so that kind of led me to think, okay, if I'm rejecting these parts of myself, then I need to remind myself every day to embrace them. And so I started picking qualities about myself that I've kind of always struggled with.
Mm-hmm.
The feminine and masculine line, honestly, I've I've struggled with being feminine and masculine my whole life, thinking, and I had people tease me, being like, you act like a boy, or like blah, 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 blah. And I wanted to pick those personal qualities, because at first it wasn't a song. Like, it was literally just something that I was repeating to myself every day to kind of pay homage to the things about me that would either get swept under the radar or that people would poke fun of. And then it just kind of turned into a song. Like, I just ran with it. I was at rehearsal one day, and me and my bandmates started playing just random melodies and jamming out, and these words just kind of started flowing out of my mouth. And, you know, I'd been saying them every day, but I hadn't been singing them. And then there was this moment where my bandmate and I kind of looked at each other and we were like, oh, this is some pretty powerful stuff. So I went home and I kind of just started beat surfing and trying to find a beat, trying to, like, match the melody so maybe I could write a little more of the song or see where it takes me. And that's when I recorded those 44 seconds.
44 seconds to change your life, yeah. Really.
And then it starts popping up. What happens then?
Do you clean
it up? Do you get in the studio? Do record managers start calling? What happened?
Yeah, so I woke up the next day, and I had posted that video and logged off the app and kind of just wasn't on my phone for the rest of the night because I was doing other stuff. And I didn't find out that it was blowing up until, like, Wednesday morning around like 11 a.m. when my friend was like, hey, are you awake? Because you should be looking at this. Like, look at your TikTok. And I just stood there like, oh my God, I have to finish the song. And at the time, I was still working at a golf course. So
amazing.
I went to work and I wrote the song. I wrote the rest of the song on a little napkin. And then after work, I went into the studio and started banging it out. And it was kind of like a tumultuous time period. It was chaotic, to say the least, because then the labels did start coming into the picture. And I even had, like, a couple interviews before the song had even come out and just, like, a couple articles that wanted to talk to me. And so it was just me going from working at a golf course and, like, pursuing music any spare little second I got to, okay, bye golf course. I'm doing music full time now. And there was this little moment where I signed my little deal and popped a bottle. It was like 2 p.m. and I popped a bottle of champagne and sent an email to my boss at the golf course. And I was like, hey, I've really, really enjoyed my time there, but I'm sorry to say that I'm going to be, like, way too busy to come back to work. Thank you for everything, and bye. So I just kind of danced around my living room and drank some champagne at like 2 p.m.
Beautiful.
One of my favorite lines in this song is, when I ask for what I want, somehow it finds me. And on your Instagram, at Emmy Melly Music, you can see a picture of a bunch of post-it notes where you say that you had them on the back of your door, and a bunch of these things have started coming true. Obviously, the power of manifestation is working for you.
Yeah, I genuinely believe that the power of the mind is a really, 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 really powerful and major thing. And it kind of is just logic to me. It's simple psychology, in my opinion, that what you focus your energy towards will multiply and become fruitful in your life. And that goes for anything. That goes for whether you, like, wake up and start having a bad day and then you decide, no, this is not going to be a bad day. This is going to be a good day for me.
Absolutely love that message.
It really is mindset. Like, mindset is such a real, real thing. And, you know, everybody has problems, but, like, the first, like, 18 years of my life, like, my life was not the easiest. And it wasn't until I moved to LA and kind of started living on my own and really taking my manifestation and my music seriously, I made a choice and I decided that, like, I wanted to do something bigger and different with my life. And, like, now is the time, I think, to be a dreamer. Like, now is the time to be a dreamer and do exactly what it is you want and not let anything ever, ever stand in your way. Because, truthfully, anything that is, like, worth having is going to take determination and hard work. And I think that's really just what manifestation is. Like, I do meditate every morning, and I have those sticky notes on my wall. But having them on my wall is more so just a reminder that those are the things that I'm dedicating myself towards.
Well, we cannot wait to see what you're going to write down on your next post-it note.
I just recently moved, and I put my new post-it wall up. It's on a different wall than it was before, but they've multiplied. Now it's like covering half the wall.
Well, the song is I Am Woman. It's gold here in Australia, but go stream it, go download it, make a TikTok out of it, whatever you need to do to get it to platinum. Emmy Melly, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for being such an incredible woman, and thank you for this song.
It was so nice to meet you guys.
Thanks, Emmy. Really appreciate it.
Wake up with Molly and Craig. Power FM.